Macaroon trivia. So let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line now. Joining us, and he was a longtime broadcaster for the NFL, college football, and now racing. He's the president of the Stafford Motor Speedway in Connecticut and a UVM grad. It's Jack Arute. How you doing, Jack?
Back in my day, you didn't have to really be smart to go to UVM.
or rich. Really rich.
Jack, do you ever make it back up here? Go down the Church Street, go down to the lake? You ever make it back up or what?
No, once they closed the Tower Restaurant, I saw no reason to come north.
The Tower Restaurant? Where was that?
That was down at the bottom of the hill going towards South Burlington.
Wow. Somebody knows this place better than you, Rich.
Wow, I thought I'd been to every single establishment in this town.
Rich has lived here 108 years.
Tower Restaurant.
Here's the great Tower Restaurant story. That's where everybody, back when the Catamounts still had a football team.
Yeah.
That's where the football team would go after their typical Saturday loss, right? And just to show you how pathetic we were, a high school team, a fight broke out between the Catamounts and the high school team beat the Catamounts.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. That's
unbelievable.
So do you want to see football come back to UVM, Jack?
Undefeated since 75.
I would love to see a return. I mean, again, it's you know, there were some great Saturdays, and you don't have to play Division One Alabama. You know, just come back, and even if it was just club ball, it'd be a great place to where you could break out some beers and tailgate and have a good old time up there.
Jack, have you seen the basketball team the last couple of years? Huh? How about that? Some pretty good success.
Pretty good success. Yeah, well, you know, old man Brennan, you know, he's the one that started that ball rolling.
Yeah.
And what I loved is we used to do a co-host on Sirius, and he kept wanting to know when I was going to make a donation to UVM, and I gave him the names and numbers of my three ex-wives.
I love it. Jack, let's start with your career as a whole, because it's a unique winding road. I always think of you as a college football guy. I remember Keith Jackson and Brent Musburger. Hey, let's go down to the sideline with Jack Arute. But at your core, you're a racing guy. Where's the love of racing come from?
Well, it came from my late father. We own a racetrack here in Stafford Springs, Connecticut, but he was a life member of USAC and fielded race cars from the early 50s on through, and then when he bought the racetrack. So that was the bond between my dad and I. We used to go to India. This was my 49th consecutive Indianapolis 500 this past
year. Wow.
Yeah. So really, I mean, I started the Motor Racing Network with Ken Squire and Roger Bear, and, that was the NASCAR network, and it was just by happenstance that I finally got to live my dream, and that was to work the Indianapolis 500. Mm. And then, lo and behold, after that happened, my golly, Keith Jackson suggested that I may take a shot at football, and it started as a one-off, and then it went for about 25 years.
Huh. Wow. Jack is someone who's worked with Ken Squire for many years, and he's still doing it up here in Vermont, and as someone who's done a lot of play-by-play, I can't even imagine logistically how hard it is to do racing as a broadcaster.
It's like any other sport. You know, it's word pictures. It's following the ball, which happens to be the leader. It's following what's unfolding. It's no different than, I don't see any difference in the play-by-play versus basketball or hockey or football. Maybe a little bit different because outside of the caution period, you don't have, like in football, a play and then 40 seconds and then another play. But, it's really not that hard.
I go out to Thunder Road a lot where I'm sure you're familiar with that place.
The nation's side of excitement.
Yes, I listen to that guy doing the announcing, the PA, and I'm thinking, man, how can he keep track of that? It's very impressive.
Well, you got to remember, when in doubt, lie.
Yeah, I know.
Jack, when you were doing like sideline reporting for college football, how would you have handled if, like, Nick Saban started to yell at you like he did a couple of weeks ago to the young reporter? How would you have said, hey, Jack, I'm tired of you trying to make me say something bad about my quarterbacks. Jack, stop it. How would you have handled that?
I've had that happen to me with other coaches that shall remain nameless.
Oh.
I mean, the one I loved is, and they still use it in teaching sideline announcers, was the Michigan State game when I went at halftime because they blew the opportunity to kick a field goal. Michigan State, and I went to John Elf and asked him, you know, what was that all about? And he just went off on the team, the coaching staff, me, everybody else. And my only question was, what was that all about? And then a minute and a half later, I threw it back to Brent. Obviously, he wasn't happy, Brent.
Yeah. Jack Arute, longtime broadcaster, has worked with the NFL, college football, racing, is a UVM grad, and he's here with us on the huddle on 101.3 The Game. Look, you said 49 Indy 500s, major college football events. What's been the craziest environment you've worked in, Jack?
It was the Iditarod Sled Dog Race.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I did that for 6 years. And and they call it the last great race, and it truly is. I mean, these guys go up there and they race for a $10,000 purse and a brand-new pickup truck.
Wow. Is that like Susan Butcher? Is that who wins that, or what?
That's the late Susan Butcher. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
How about
job, Arnie?
How did I pull that out?
Well, you're smarter than you look.
I don't know how I knew that name.
I'm not sure where you got that one.
I love it.
Jack, what's an event that you haven't worked that you would like to work? I mean, we've talked with people that have called, you know, they've called the Kentucky Derby, they've called the Olympics. They all have one that they've never called they'd like to call. How about you?
You know, honestly, guys, God has blessed me in that regard. I've been to every, you know, major sporting event, from the World Series to the Super Bowl to the National Championship for football to an NBA Finals to a world, you know, kind of been very, very fortunate. And part of the reason is because it was during that period that I started, there was wide world of sports. I mean, I did wrist wrestling from Petaluma, California. Wow. The only thing I didn't do was yak screwing in Tibet.
Wow. Now that sounds tough. So, Jack, I'm immediately getting tons of texts and tweets here. Towers Restaurant is now the Zachary's Pizza in South Burlington, across from Al's French Fries.
Okay.
Well, it's still not the same. It was the tower. It should stay the tower, okay?
So, boy, it's amazing. You could say anything on this and you'll get a reaction. But, I mean, talk about your UVM days. What brought you to the Green Mountains?
The opportunity to really piss off my prep school. You see, the prep school was Canterbury Prep School.
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, Ernest Hemingway wrote about Canterbury in a short story, and he said it's where there was a lovely all-boys Catholic prep school where rich Italian contractors sent their Catholic sons to become Protestants. And wow. What they used to do is, in our graduating class, they just listed the year in the catalog the next year. Where y'all went on for college, and right. It was Harvard and Yale and Brown and Colgate, and I just thought it was about damn time that, seeing how my name started with A, I was going to be first on the list, and I was going to say University of Vermont, because as my guidance counselor told me, he says, Jack, you know that's a state university. Oh. I said, uh-huh, what's your point?
I love it.
Hey, Jack, we talk about your racing background, we talk about your Vermont ties. How cool is it that the governor of Vermont, Phil Scott, races at Thunder Road frequently?
I know. It's terrific. You know, I got to tell you, the thing you guys got to remember is when I went to the University of Vermont, we got in a lot of trouble because there was the Vermont Sunday News, which was the anchor for conservative thought in New England. My, how far Vermont has gone. Yeah. Hey, listen to me, Bernie.
I love it. Jack, if we ever make it down to Connecticut, we're going to be looking you up. We want to come on by the Speedway, so we'll definitely be hitting you up.
No problem. Love to host you guys.
I love it. Jack, always a fan of yours. Appreciate you stopping by, and let us know when you're coming up in the town.
All right, pal. Have a great day.